Before we wrap up, I want to mention a few web-based GLM tools that are handy to have in your toolbox. The first was developed by NASA Sport and was referred to as the GLM Stoplight product. This product is essentially a visual representation of the 30-30 rule that is used for lightning safety, which encourages people to remain indoors 30 minutes after hearing the last thunderclap. Here is an example of the GLM Stoplight product, where it shows where lightning has occurred over the last 30 minutes and color codes the data into 10-minute bins. Not only does this product show you the spatial extent of lightning, but it also shows the age history of lightning. So areas in red are definitely not out of the woods threat-wise, as lightning is very recent and ongoing. Areas in green are closer to being out of the threat, as the last lightning that occurred was 20 to 29 minutes ago, so it's almost to the 30-minute threshold that we want to satisfy for lightning safety. A link to the GLM Stoplight product is included here, and you'll find out info about it in the Resources tab as well. The next handy tool I want to mention has to do with bolides or meteors. Did you know that the GLM can pick up on very bright meteors as they enter the atmosphere? And this can actually be quite useful when fielding phone calls from the public. Additionally, NASA has also created a web-based tool that documents these occurrences when either GLM on Goes East or Goes West picks up on them. Since these bolide occurrences are also verified after the fact by subject matter experts, think of this website as more of a past catalog of bolide events.